USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A suspect is in custody for shooting two New York City police officers in separate incidents in the Bronx this weekend. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
An attack on a police officer is an attack on all of us. It's an attack on a democratic society, a decent society. And it's intolerable. And we will not accept it. And we will fight back with everything we have because we have to protect not only New Yorkers, but everything that we believe in this city, a place where everyone can live in peace and decency and mutual respect.
Both police officers are expected to recover. Two U.S. Special Forces members were killed and six others were wounded when a man wearing an Afghan uniform opened fire on a joint base in the eastern Nangarhar province of Afghanistan. This is USA Radio News.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Floodwaters in northeastern Oregon are finally receding. A stretch of Interstate 84 is still closed south of Hermiston due to damage from high water. Authorities say it will be a week before that section of highway reopens. Oregon National Guard troops aboard two helicopters lifted 21 people in the Blue Mountains of Oregon. There were fears that the coronavirus would ruin the turnout for the Chinese New Year parade in San Francisco. But that didn't happen. KPIX-TV reporter Betty Yu.
Parade organizers closely monitor the developments and decided not to cancel the event because following guidance from the CDC, they were confident the risk of contracting the virus was low. They also wanted to discourage xenophobia and discrimination against Asians.
We brought masks out on the plane. We didn't wear them. And life has a lot of risks. I mean, I think they're doing as much as they can to protect the American people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
CBS broadcast journalist Gail King has been getting death threats. USA Radio's John Hunt has the report.
The chief of CBS News called threats against journalist Gail King reprehensible as backlash continues to grow against a number of rappers, including Snoop Dogg, NBA player LeBron James, and even Bill Cosby, critical of an interview where she asked about a sexual assault charge against the late Kobe Bryant. Oprah Winfrey said in an NBC interview that King continues to receive death threats and is traveling with heavy security. This is USA Radio News.
One of the Democratic presidential hopefuls took some heat at a Democratic Party dinner in New Hampshire on Saturday night. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes says former North Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg drew boos from Bernie Sanders fans when he said this on stage.
With a president this divisive, we cannot risk dividing Americans' future. Further, saying that you must either be for a revolution or you must be for the status quo.
On Sunday morning, he was on NBC's Meet the Press defending his record and his campaign amid the escalating attacks. He also defended his record on African-American issues, including investments made in South Bend, Indiana, when he was its mayor. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Remember, you can log on and listen anytime at usaradio.com.